The Ticket.
Podcasts are brought to you in part by Lewis Jewelers, the official jeweler of The Ticket and proud partner of Michigan Athletics.
We are back, folks, here on the Michigan Insider on Sports Talk 1050 WTKA, online at WTK.com or live here inside the Emden studio. So last week, when we went to switch to Michigan women's gymnastics, we were talking about a season-high score at home. Well, they followed that up, going to Happy Valley, taking on the number 24 team in the country, and notched their season-high road score. And it was an outstanding performance across the board. Obviously, joining us to talk about that and much more is Michigan women's gymnastics coach Bev Plocke. Bev, good morning. How are you?
I'm doing great. Good morning.
Fifth consecutive victory for you guys. You go on the road, take care of business. You mentioned a tone being set, the mood or the vibe with the team really clicking right now. And that really showed on the road as you guys went in, as I said, turned in a season-high road score, led again by your senior Olivia Karras. And then, of course, your superstar freshman Natalie Wojcik, a terrific all-around performance. And won the all-around again, something that she's done already this season. Like I said, just an exemplary performance all the way around for your team.
It was a great road trip. We bused up there this time, so we had some together time on the bus, but no problems with weather or anything. And the competition was great. Penn State hosts a great competition, actually. My volunteer coach from a few years ago, Sarah Brown, is now the head coach at Penn State. She's doing a great job. So it was a really good meet. I'm incredibly proud of my team, and the fight and the resilience that they have. And then we started off the competition with our very first routine, had a fall, and they picked it right back up and pulled it together. And instead of letting the dominoes fall in a negative direction, they got everything right back on track and followed through the entire meet. And we ended on beam and had one of our better performances in that event to close out the meet. So all around, a great day.
All right, so starting off first with Olivia. So she sounds like she stepped up her vault in this one, in this meet.
She did. We had a few upgrades in this meet. So Olivia Karras pulled out the Yurchenko 1.5 again, and we were all very excited about that. The forward landing is better for her and her Achilles. She doesn't have to risk taking a short landing, but it's also a higher degree value vault. So, that was incredible. Now we have three 10-0 vaults in our lineup, and hopefully we'll still be able to get Emma McLean back here in the latter part of the season. We also had Matt. I have so many kids with the same name.
Right.
Maddie Osman upgraded her first tumbling test in her floor routine with a full in and did that exceptionally well. And Natalie Wojcik may or may not still increase the level of her first tumbling class to a full in too. So, still some, you know, we put in a couple of upgrades that went really well. Still have a couple more that we might pull out here before the end of the season.
Yeah, and so you mentioned Natalie. Natalie, she, she tied for her, went on vault, won balance beam, won the floor exercise. So we said won the all around. Just another tremendous showing for your freshman. But wanted to single out a couple of other athletes. So Lauren Farley, it sounds like this sounds like her best meet of the year. Is that your assessment too?
I would say so. And that young woman has been working so incredibly hard. She did not compete floor, but she has gotten her floor routine up to a level. And that's a sign of a really great team, right? Is when you have more athletes in your depth and your lineup than what you have the opportunity to compete. It's very hard, I'm sure, for her, because she could absolutely be out there competing on floor, but she did a great job for us on bars and a great job for us leading off on beam, which is such a pivotal and an important role to get started off on that event with a great score. And she started us out there last event with a 9.9.
Right. So, again, folks, sophomore Lauren Farley won the uneven bars. And then you had another sophomore that came on strong for you with their highest score of the season on vault. And Maxim, you know, was noteworthy in her performance.
This is another young woman that, you know, transferred here from Michigan State, really wanted to be challenged both in the classroom and in the gym. That's exactly what we've been doing. We've, you know, when an athlete is already in college, they have habits that they have that are very ingrained, and we have had to kind of challenge her and to take a step back and make some fundamental changes in what she's been doing. And now she's just starting to see the payoff of the work that she's put in. She's done a fantastic job for us on vault. She's done a great job for us on on bars as well. And, you know, we're putting some pieces together for her on the other events as well.
All right. So, folks, we're talking to Michigan women's gymnastics coach Beth Plotke here on the Michigan Insider on Sports Talk 1050 WTKA online at WTK.com. So that sets up, you know, your Elevate the Stage meet, and you can tell us all about it. The regular season Big Ten crown on the line. So tell us about Elevate the Stage. What is it all about? And Illinois, Minnesota, Ohio State, Rutgers, Illinois, number 14 in the country. And Minnesota, number 14 in the country, and Ohio State, number 22 in the country. So some really, really good competition, the Elevate the Stage meet.
Yeah, and, you know, we really want to be able to showcase the Big Ten and the depth from top to bottom within the Big Ten. I don't think that the Big Ten Conference gets as much credit or notability as, you know, the SEC and sometimes the Pac-12, but it's not for lack of deserving it. And I would encourage it. It's a quick 45-minute drive down to Toledo. We're going to be at the Huntington Center. So it's a great venue, and we're going to be on podium. And for people who watch gymnastics on TV in the Olympics, it's on a podium. It's a raised platform. It really highlights the athlete when they perform. But it also is a more forgiving surface. It has a little bit more bounce or absorption to it, so the athletes really love competing on it. Does give a little bit of an extra bounce for balance beam. So it's important that we have opportunities to compete on podium to kind of learn the difference and what that feels like before we get to the postseason. So there's a lot of reasons that this is going to be a really important meet. You mentioned the regular season Big Ten championship is on the line. So I know that the teams will be fired up, and we're hoping that our fans will make a quick drive down to Toledo to come check it out.
Yeah, tied with Minnesota, and we'll face them. So, again, the stakes are high. As I said, the Big Ten regular season crown on the line down in Toledo at the Huntington Center in the Elevate the Stage meet. So be sure to check the Wolverines out down in the Glass City. All right, so let's switch gears a little bit, Bev, and talk about some things outside of your current team. One of your former athletes was just named president and CEO of USA Gymnastics.
And I'm so incredibly proud of her, Lili Luong. She is going to be fantastic in that position, I think. She is the perfect balance between, you know, she was an elite-level athlete herself, so she understands from the athlete's perspective and the grind and the work that they put into that. When someone's talking to her about training and about, you know, things that are happening to them, she will understand that from a firsthand point of view. But she also has been so incredibly successful since she left here, doing amazing things. She worked for the Helio Corporation and did a lot of different stuff with some different Olympic games. She's lived and worked internationally, and most recently, for the last several years, she's been an executive for the NBA and doing a lot. They love her, and she's done a lot of incredible things for them. So I can't wait to see what she's going to do for us in the sport of women's gymnastics.
All right, and a lot of us can't wait to see what you're going to do in Dancing with the Michigan Stars. So Bev, I mean, how do you balance that? I mean, when do you get your practice time in? Are you or is it just something My wife watches the show on, I think it's ABC, and the gymnasts always seem to win that thing. I mean, they always seem to have an advantage in that.
So I'm a little bit worried about the pressure of that, because let's remember that it's been a very long time since I actually did gymnastics, and my mind remembers what it's supposed to be like, but my body does not always follow suit with my mind. But I have been working hard. I don't want to take on anything and not do it well. So, I have been going. I started out just one night a week. As it's getting closer, I've ramped up. Now I'm going two nights a week in all of my spare time to go practice. I'm going to be doing a salsa. So my hope is just that I can get through it without rolling my ankle or falling down or doing something to embarrass myself. But it has been a lot of fun, but also a lot of work at the same time.
Yeah, just don't wear Nikes. You'll be all right. You won't blow out. In case you missed it, one of the star athletes blew out his Nike shoe last night. So there was a lot of talk about Nike shoes this morning. But, Bev, we certainly, if we are predicting winners, I don't even know the field, Ira, but, I certainly would predict, Bev, for you to have a, a pretty good advantage there based on your background. So we'll see how it goes.
The winner in all of this, let's remember, is the Chad Tuff Foundation. And that's what we're all doing it for, so that people will come out and, I have there, somewhere there's a link to the CrowdRise page. So if you want to support Chad Tuff, please find the link. I'll have Ben get it to you somehow, but would love the support both from the CrowdRise, but also from people coming out to the dinner and watching the actual performances.
Yeah, for folks, Thursday, March 7th at the Kensington Hotel is the date and location for Dancing with the Michigan Stars 2019. So we'll tweet out the link for you to support Bev or any of the other dancers, and certainly for you to be able to get tickets as well. So Bev, good luck with that. But more immediately, of course, the opportunity to go down to Toledo and the Elevate the Stage meet, taking on Illinois, Minnesota, who Michigan is tied with, folks. Ohio State and Rutgers, Big Ten regular season title on the line. That is this Saturday, 7 o'clock, the Elevate the Stage meet, so be sure to check them out. Bev, as always, we appreciate you taking time with us this morning, and good luck this weekend.
All right, thanks. Have a great day.
All right, that was Michigan women's gymnastics coach Bev Plocky.
So, Sam, real quickly as we go to the break, John Jansen, Mike Martin, Bev Plocky, obviously. And how about another name? There's a bunch of names in there, but how about another name? Deborah Brown, as in Mrs. Don Brown.
Okay.
Competing in Dancing with the Michigan Stars. I'm tweeting out the link right now.
Yeah, Bev's going to win that. Everyone's going to win. Chad Tuff wins. But as far as the competition is concerned, Bev's going to win that. We got to get to a break. When we come again, no one wear Nikes. No one wear Nikes in this. Put a lot of stress on those shoes. When we come back on the other side, it'll be time for the recruiting roundup. If you have recruiting questions, now's the time to get them fired up. 734-998-1050. Tweet us at Michigan Insider. Tweet me directly at SamWeb77. You can email us at studio@WTK.com. Back on the other side with the recruiting roundup on Sports Talk 1050 WTK, the ticket.